am in a coffee connoisseur's heaven here. These beautiful fresh beans. How do you stand being around that aroma all day long? You must be off your head with caffeine.
Well, I eat them.
Really?
I eat them the whole day. I don't drink a lot of coffee anymore, but by tasting the bean, you kind of know what the coffee is going to taste like anyway. So if the bean tastes good, you know the coffee is going to taste wonderful.
Roasting and tasting coffee beans all day. If you like your coffee, then Agnieszka Wilson must have one of the best jobs going. G'day, I'm Charlie McKillop. Today I'm at the Skybury Coffee Plantation at Mareeba, inland from Cairns in far north Queensland. This area is the centre of Australia's burgeoning coffee industry. And it's an industry that's gone from strength to strength since the first coffee trees went in back in the 1980s. They were planted out by former tobacco growers who needed new crops when their industry was closed down. Righto, Agnieszka, run us through what it takes to take your green beans and make them into your roasted goodness.
All right, so first things first, I'm just going to drop in the coffee into the hopper where it's actually going to roast. So I'm just going to do that quickly. Traveling from the top hopper into the barrel where it's actually being roasted. The fan is currently turned on for the previous roast to cool down, because when you drop out the beans, you want them to cool down as fast as possible. You don't want them to roast any further. Make sure all the beans are where they're supposed to be. So now basically what we're waiting for, the first process that will happen is the beans will start to colour. It will go to a light yellow colour, then to a darker brown. They look all wrinkly. I call them, that stage is around 10 minutes maybe. That's a little ugly stage where they look all wrinkly. And after that, at around 11, 12 minutes, you hear the first beans start to pop. It sounds a little bit like your first popcorn when you're doing popcorn in a little pot. After that, about maybe 3 minutes for your medium roast after your first crack, depending on the bean and depending on the temperature of the roast or the roaster. And then between medium and dark roast, there is literally only about 30 seconds.
All right, well, I'll let you concentrate because I know this is a very delicate process. The bright red roaster Agnieszka is tending to so carefully has a special place in the history of the coffee industry here. It belonged to the late Bruno Maliberti, one of the coffee pioneers in the Mareeba district and the man behind the well-known North Queensland Gold coffee brand. When the Maliberti family sold the business recently, well, of course, the roaster came too. Paul Fagg from Skybury Coffee. Now, Agnieszka's just given us a little bit of a masterclass on what it takes to roast these beautiful green beans and turn them into the product that we all love to drink. But this roaster in particular has special significance. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Absolutely. Neighbours of ours, the Maliberti family, have been growing coffee in Mareeba a long, long time. But the patriarch of that family recently passed away, Bruno. And we purchased the farm and the roasting business about a year ago. And I guess in the early days of producing coffee ourselves, the Maliberti's were always willing to give us help and advice and that kind of thing. And so the two families go back a long, long way. And when the business came up for sale, potentially it was the last time we were going to see the NQ Gold and the Maliberti name out there. And they're such pioneers of the Mareeba coffee industry themselves as well, and we just couldn't let the name go. So when we bought the business, we could have easily just converted everything over to Skybury, but we thought it was important to pay homage to one of the true pioneers of the coffee industry, so the NQ Gold name lives on.
And it's not just the brand that lives on, so does the Maliberti roaster. Now tell me, what do you know about the history of this old beauty?
She is a beauty. She really is a work of art. She was built in the 1950s in Bologna, Italy. Originally would have been a coal-fired air roaster, which has now been converted to gas. Bruno had this roaster shipped over from Italy, where it had been in the family as well. So it was probably in the Malaberti family for close on four generations. And when we purchased the Malaberti business, we fully restored the roaster back to its original colour scheme. And really, it takes pride of place at the Skybury Cafe and Roastery now. And not only does the name live on, but the roaster definitely lives on. And this is the roaster we roast all our coffee in now. So it's just great to keep that tradition alive.
Paul Fagg, I can see another batch about to come out of that beautiful fire engine red roaster. I'll let you get back to business.
Thanks, Charlie.